off and the clock has started.
Here we go.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Amy, and this is 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back.
She is right. This is 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. My name is Doug Prezak, and thank you for downloading this episode 116. I appreciate it. I know you have other ways of spending 20 minutes, and you've chosen to give some of them to me, so I appreciate that. And you can't sue me because it's in the title of the show. You're not going to get them back, so... Hey, you know, it's been a while since I called out a few download cities when I start the show, so I'm going to give you a few now, okay? Cary, North Carolina. I've actually been to Cary, North Carolina. Very pretty. Very pretty area. Moscow in Russia. They're tuning in listening. Adelaide, South Australia. You guys are always listening, and I appreciate that. And South Burlington, Vermont. I don't know if there's a North Burlington, Vermont, but... thanks to somebody in South Burlington. So there you go. And speaking of locations, if you tuned in to episode 115 last week, you heard the celebration that thanks to Queen Ashley of Iceland, I think contractually I have to say that six more times. Anyway, Queen Ashley of Iceland and the hard work of my executive director of states and territory acquisitions, Catherine, we finally added Iceland to the 20 Minutes family, raising our total to 80 different countries. Yay! I took a look at the list this morning, and there's one country that stood out as missing from the list. That's right, Luxembourg. That tiny little country, Luxembourg. Here's some information about Luxembourg, in case you don't know. The Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, it's a landlocked country in the Western Europe area. The country shares international borders with Belgium to the west and the north, Germany to the east, and France to the south. Luxembourg covers 999 square miles and is more than 10 times smaller than neighboring Belgium. And for you U.S. people, that's slightly smaller than Rhode Island. There you go. In 2016, the Grand Duchy had a population of 576,000 people, and the capital and largest city is Luxembourg City, with about 100,000 citizens. And I really like this next particular fact about Luxembourg. It's the world's first country to offer free nationwide public transport. Travelers no longer need to buy tickets to use the local, regional, and nationwide trains, trams, or buses. So kudos to Luxembourg for that. All right, so come on, Luxembourg. Maybe one of our listeners all around you in Germany and Belgium and France can mosey over the border there and tell you about the show, or maybe they can download it. So, Catherine, there you go. Your challenge is the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg. And I can anoint anybody king or queen if that helps. let's see here. Oh, also, while I was going over the list of countries, I have a breakdown by continent. Now, it's kind of obvious that North America leads the download list with 79% of all downloads. Europe comes in at 11%. South America owns 4%. Hola, Chile. Asia and Oceania are each responsible for 2%. And Africa had 18 downloads, but, you know, it's not quite enough to get them more than 1%. So, that's where the distribution is. But really what stuck out to me were the percentages. And that got me to thinking about other percentages.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I felt it was time to go over some percentage statistics of all of us. Now, my executive producer is not a fan when the show includes a bunch of numbers. And you may not be either, but hold on for a second. Hear me out, okay? These numbers are about you. Now, you may relate to some of them, if not all of these pearls of information I'm about to unload on you. For example, 41% of people in the USA tune into a podcast every month, and 28% do it weekly. See, so just by hearing this, you're already part of the statistics. Now, here's a little game that each of you can play along with as you're listening to this, okay? I guarantee you, you're going to be one of these percentage groups. I guarantee it. Some of you, who knows, may be in all of them. So sit back, relax, and listen to some other statistical percentages I found while I was doing research, so you didn't have to. By the way, nearly 14% of the population is doing research at any given time of the day. Yeah, research, that's what I do. All right, let's get started. Only 3% of people around the world can speak over 4 languages. Now, if somebody is fluent in more than 5 languages, that person is called a polyglot. Sorry, that was, you're called a polyglot. Five languages. Damn, sometimes I can't even get through one. Green eyes are the most rare eye color in the world. Only about 2% of people in the world have naturally green eyes. Green eyes are a genetic mutation that results in low levels of melanin. Although there's more melanin in green eyes than there are in blue eyes. 36% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 have at least one tattoo. Are you part of that group? 72% of adults with tattoos have tattoos that are usually hidden by clothing. 8% of people have an extra rib. Now, we know adults have 206 bones and 24 of them are ribs, but approximately 1 out of every 200 people have an extra rib, and it's referred to as the cervical rib, which grows at the base of the neck, just above the collarbone. You can have a cervical rib on the right, left, or, if you're lucky, both sides. Data from a National Health and Nutrition Examination study found that in adults age 20 and over, 70% of women ate fruit on a given day compared to 63% of men, and approximately 95% of adults consumed a vegetable on any given day. An eBay Deals blog team surveyed 1,100 U.S. residents ranging in age from 18 to 45 and asked them about the terms they use to describe some of the most common objects and actions of digital life. Their findings? Well, when shown the thing you use to control your TV, 65% call it a remote, 6% call it a clicker. I would like to meet somebody who calls it a clicker. I just like to sit down and have a conversation. They also found out that 30% of the respondents pronounce the word meme as Mimi. No, really? Oh. And when asked about online searches, you probably guessed it, 83%, they just say Google it. 9% said search it. And shockingly, when asked, 2% said ask Jeeves. Is Ask Jeeves still even around? Wait a second, I need to go take a look. www.askjeeves.com. Damn, Ask Jeeves is still there. Good Lord, who uses that? Oy. And research done by Marketplace.com came up with this fact. When showed the word Wi-Fi, 92% said Wi-Fi. 8% of people pronounced it Wi-Fi. I bet they use the clicker. Here's a statistical category you may fall into. According to global population statistics, about 40% of the world's population, or 2.4 billion people, live within 60 miles of a coast. And for the rest of the world listening, that's 100 kilometers. Forbes magazine came out with this bit of information. Dogs are more popular than cats in the U.S. As of 2022, 44.5% of U.S. households own dogs, and only 29% of households own cats. But fret not, my feline friends. FrenchTogether.com reported that in 2020, 33% of French households owned at least one cat, making cat France's favorite pet. A household with at least one dog came in at 25%. So, yeah, cats win. The U.S. Department of Energy did a study and came up with this statistic that should make neat freaks cringe. 25% of people with two-car garages don't have enough room in them to park cars inside. On the bright side, 32% have room for one vehicle. If you feel like you're the only one that hasn't seen Star Wars, rest assured you're not alone. In a survey conducted last year by 538, 21% of respondents said they have never seen a single Star Wars film.
Oh my God.
In a, well, that's just embarrassing statistic, a survey was conducted by the National Science Foundation, and it found that only 54% of Americans know that the sun is a star. Add to that, only 74% of the participants knew that the Earth revolved around the sun rather than the other way around. And hey, Europe, you can keep your chuckling to yourself, okay? Because only 66% of European Union residents answered the sun questions correctly. Sleepopolis, they did a study and found that 34% of adults still sleep with a comfort object, like a stuffed animal or a blanket or some sort of sentimental object. All I get is my cat, who clearly does not know what 4 a.m. is. And from our neighbors to the north, it's estimated that approximately 50% of Canadians play hockey. The National Hockey League currently has a roster of 204 Canadian players, which accounts for about 42% of all the players. In a University of Massachusetts study, they found that 60% of people lied at least once during a 10-minute conversation and told an average of 2 to 3 lies. Let's see, I do a 20-minute show, so if I'm in that 60%, then by the time this episode is over, I will have been less than truthful 4 to 6 times. You know, that is just absolutely preposterous. I'm not in that 60%, and I have my Rhodes Scholar Certificate right here that says so. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was driving down the 405 in my Lamborghini to meet with the president when he was here. He asked me if I could help him with some issues, but I had to decline because I had to work on my next episode so I can keep my 3 million followers entertained. Okay, is anybody buying that? I didn't think so. It's time for a break, and when we come back, guess what? More percentages. Don't go away.
I love Bacco. It's rich in chocolate tea. Chocolate flavored Bacco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy. Bacco gives me iron and sunshine vitamin D. Oh, I love Bacco.
And in case you were wondering, this show is now 55% over. So I need to get cracking. The American Farm Bureau Federation says that farmers and ranchers make up less than 2% of America's population. TechSystems.com, they conducted a survey, and their research showed that 28% of people who work in IT don't tell their family and friends for fear of being asked to help fix their computer problems. A recent survey by Angie's List outlined a few of our shower habits, and you can decide if you fall into any of these groups. 25% of us brush our teeth in the shower. 49% of us sing in the shower. And 1% of respondents said they will only wear latex or rubber gloves to scrub themselves down while in the shower. Man. And you knew it was coming. I'm not going to let you down. 80% of adults admitted to peeing in the shower. But hang on, that's not quite as gross as it sounds. Dr. Philip Worthman. He's a urologist and director of the Center for Male Reproductive Medicine in Los Angeles. He says, while it's true that our pee is filled with bacteria, it's no more than our other bodily fluids like sweat and snot that get washed down the drain every day. He adds, you're rinsing it off, so it's not likely you're stewing in it like you peed in the hot tub and you're just sitting there in a bubbling pot of, well, you get the picture. Moving on. The latest American time use survey conducted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics confirms that only 19% of American men do housework each day on average, compared to 49% of American women.
Duh.
McDonald's feeds 1% of the world's population every day, and 7% of the U.S. eats at McDonald's every day. For all my bicycle riding friends out there, in Copenhagen, about 37% of people cycle to work. In Belgium, 25% of people cycle to work. In Sweden, over 10% of people cycle to work. And in Amsterdam, which is one of the most bicycle-friendly cities in the world, almost 40% of all trips are made by bicycle. The Statistic Brain Research Institute says that only 8% of people manage to keep their New Year's resolutions. That should be another duh.
Duh.
According to Liberation.com, 63% of French people believe you can only truly love one person. An article published in the Journal of Economic Perspectives says around 11 to 13% of the population is left-handed. The National Sleep Center says more than 50% of Americans fall asleep on their sides. Guilty. In June of 2022, Statista asked 1,592 Americans how often they drank coffee. 74% of the respondents said every day. 18% responded with most days. Doug answered 0 days. Coke Zero, on the other hand, is a completely different story. About 36% of people in the United States have a fear of dental treatment. 12% have an extreme fear. And about 3% of adults in industrialized countries have dentophobia, fear of dentists, and they avoid going to the dentist at all. According to a Veggie Tracker poll, did you even know there was a Veggie Tracker poll? Anyway, according to them, our most hated veggie is the turnip, with 27% of the respondents reporting that they disliked it. 26% of the people hated beets, and Brussels sprouts logs in at 21%. I say, what the hell? Broccoli didn't even make the top 10 of the most hated on the list. It is numbers 1 through 6 on my list. Broccoli. Only 0.4% of the population can ride a unicycle. The World Health Organization commissioned Gallup polls and found that in 142 countries and areas, 55% of the people aged 15 and older said they cannot swim unassisted. 59% of people say they're just average looking. Based on historical data, 80% of all people hit by lightning are men. A study in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health suggests that the annual bone fracture rate in England is just short of 4% of the population. In the United States, it's 2.4. So I say, what are you people doing in England? But wait, it also says that 50% of Americans will have a broken bone by the age 65.
Uh-oh.
I know. I've never broken a bone, so apparently I'm on borrowed time. A survey of 2,000 Americans by the sleep research site Sleepopolis, they found that 21% of people don't make their bed in the morning. Bedmakers tend to be morning people. Non-bedmakers are night people. Bedmakers wake up without an alarm, and non-bedmakers make heavy use of the snooze button before finally waking up. 30% of people refuse to sit on a public toilet seat. But hang on, David Coyle, a PhD and a microbiologist and project scientist at the University of California, Davis, he says when it comes to whether or not to sit on a public toilet, he says, sit away.
What?
Despite their bad reputation, most public toilet seats don't contain enough of the bacteria or other microbes that could harm you by being exposed to healthy skin. Have you ever been to a restroom in a train station? Speaking of trains, 12% of people suffer from siderodromophobia. People with this phobia have an uncontrollable fear of traveling by train or approaching railroad tracks. And in case you're wondering, sideros means iron, dromos means run, running iron means a train. 6% of Americans believe in unicorns. And lastly, 66% of the population suffer from nomophobia, which is the fear of being without their phone. Nomophobia is a legitimate word, but I think they blew it. It should have been called nomophonia. Okay, I cracked myself up on that one. Nomophonia. So there you go, the percentages of us, you and me and the whole world. We're about to dive into the end of the show, but first, what have we learned? Well, we learned that Catherine has a big task ahead of her. But if anyone can nail down Luxembourg, it's Catherine. We learned that apparently it's okay to sit on a public toilet seat.
Ew, that's disgusting.
We learned that more people need to learn how to ride a unicycle. And we learned that the University of Massachusetts says that somewhere in the past 20 minutes, I lied 5 times. I didn't. I swear I didn't. Really, I didn't. Well, that will do it for episode 116, and I will talk to you next time on 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. Bye-bye. Wait a minute, where's my phone? Crap, nomophonia. Hi, it's me again, Doug. I want to take up a couple more seconds of your time just to remind you, if you want to stay informed of when the next podcast is posted, all you need to do is sign up at on that Instagram machine. It's at 20MYNGB, 20MYNGB, and that means 20 minutes you'll never get back. If you sign up there, you'll always see when the next podcast is uploaded. And if you want to leave some comments, by all means, please do go to the website at 20MinutesPodcast.com. So it's 20MinutesPodcast.com, and you can leave your comments there. It also tells you how you can be an announcer for the show. So take a look at those two things if you'd like, and stay informed. And all, as always, thank you very much for listening to 20 Minutes You'll Never Get Back. Bye-bye.